USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday signed 15 executive orders as he overturned key directives of President Trump.
The first order I'm going to be signing here is related to COVID, and it's requiring, as I said all along, on wherever I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property, on interstate commerce, etc. This is the first
As millions of hurting Americans are wondering about stimulus money, no action was taken on day one. President Biden said Wednesday that former President Trump followed tradition and left him a very generous letter before departing the White House. Biden, speaking from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, would not immediately reveal the contents of the letter out of respect for Trump. Biden told reporters, "The president wrote a very generous letter. Because it was private, I will not talk about it until I talk to him, but it was very generous." We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A helicopter crash in upstate New York Wednesday took the lives of three National Guardsmen. USA Radio News' John Clements has more.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Black Hawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. Senate Finance Committee scheduled a meeting for Friday to consider the nomination of Janet Yellen for Treasury Secretary, according to a congressional source. If this does come to pass, the possibility that she could be confirmed by the full Senate late Friday is a strong possibility. This is USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden, just after being sworn in as number 46.
Vice President Harris. Speaker Pelosi. Leader Schumer. Leader McConnell. Vice President Pence. My distinguished guests, my fellow Americans. This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope. Of renewal and resolve. Through a crucible for the ages, America has been tested anew, and America has risen to the challenge. Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause, the cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people, has been heard, and the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.